Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi this morning. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair 54th GST Council meeting in New Delhi. India reports first suspected case of mpox, patient put under isolation. Indian boxer Dipali Thapa becomes first ever Asian schoolgirl champion. And Paris Paralympic Games comes to a close with spectacular ceremony. India record best ever performance with 29 medals, including 7 gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi today. Both leaders are expected to hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation between India and the UAE. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan reached New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He is accompanied by several ministers from the UAE government and a business delegation. Tomorrow, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both the countries will participate. Our correspondent has filed this report.
India and UAE share historically close and friendly ties. In recent years, the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas, including political, trade, investment, connectivity, energy, technology, education, and culture. The Crown Prince's visit will further reinforce strong India-UAE bilateral relations and open avenues for partnership in new and emerging areas. India-UAE trade reached $85 billion in 2022-23, making UAE India's third largest trading partner for the year 2022-23 after China and US. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will attend the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. This historic gathering aims to strengthen ties between India and the Gulf nations. Our correspondent has filed a report.
The inaugural GCC Foreign Ministers meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment and energy. With the GCC region housing nearly 8.9 million Indian expatriates and serving as a major trading partner, this diplomatic engagement holds significant importance for India's foreign policy. During this visit, Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from GCC member countries, further solidifying India's relationship in this region. Dr. Jaishankar visited key cultural sites in Riyadh on the first day of his two-day tour to Saudi Arabia, emphasizing the historical ties between India and the kingdom. The minister toured the Saudi National Museum, King Abdulaziz Foundation for Research and Archives, and the Murabba Palace. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms, and battery-operated car services will not attract any GST. Foreign investors pumped nearly 11,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first week of September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 10,978 crore rupees into equity markets and 367 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 11,345 crore rupees this month. This comes after three consecutive months of net inflows into the Indian markets. The Yogi Adityanath-led Uttar Pradesh government will host Semicon India 2024 at the India Expo Mart in Greater Noida from September 11th to 13th. This event, which will be organized in collaboration with SEMI, Messe München India, and the Electronic Industries Association of India, aims to elevate India's semiconductor sector and establish the country as a significant global contender. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will officially inaugurate the event on September 11th, with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also in attendance. The Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff will conduct maiden combined operational review and evaluation program for officers of the tri-services in Delhi from Friday. The five-day development cum orientation program has been designed for Major General and equivalent officers from the three services, along with officers from the Ministry of Defence, External Affairs and Home Affairs. Congress has announced 9 more candidates for the ensuing Haryana Assembly polls. The party has fielded former MP Brijendra Singh from Uchana Kala Assembly seat against JJP leader Dushyant Chautala. Mohit Grover will contest from Gurugram seat. Earlier, the party had declared 32 candidates for the 90-member State Assembly. Haryana will go to polls on the 5th of next month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. A young male patient who recently travelled from a country currently experiencing Mpox transmission has been identified as a suspect case of Mpox. Health Ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and samples from the patient are being tested to confirm the presence of Mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable. The ministry further said that the case is being managed in line with established protocols and contact tracing is ongoing to identify potential sources and assess the impact within the country. The ministry assured that the country is fully prepared to deal with such isolated travel-related cases and has robust measures in place to manage and mitigate any potential risk. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will distribute funds to the beneficiaries of the Ladli Behna and Social Security pension schemes today. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In the state-level program organized in Bina Apsagar district, the Chief Minister will transfer an amount of 1,574 crore rupees to the accounts of 1 crore 29 lakh beneficiaries of Ladli Behna scheme. Dr. Yadav will also provide around 332 crore rupees to the beneficiaries of Social Security pension scheme. The Chief Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan and inauguration of several development works. It is noteworthy that so far an amount of 24,499 crore rupees has been provided under the Ladli Behna scheme and more than 3,000 crore rupees has been provided to the beneficiaries of Social Security Pension Scheme. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 29th of this month. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. Around 1 crore and 79 lakh activities have been reported as part of the ongoing 7th Rashtriya Poshan Mah so far. The Poshan Mah, which began on the 1st of September, will continue till the 30th of this month. The one-month campaign, which was launched from Gujarat, focuses on key themes including anemia, growth monitoring, complementary feeding and Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi, along with technology for better governance across the nation. Ministry of Women and Child Development said in a statement that over 20 lakh activities have been reported on complementary feeding. Paris Paralympics 2024 concluded with a sparkling closing ceremony in the French capital last night. Indian contingent produced their best performance at the Paralympics this year, securing a total of 29 medals, including 7 golds, 9 silver and 13 bronze. More from our correspondent.
Twenty-four artists from the French electronic music scene led a party atmosphere despite heavy rain at the Stade de France in front of 4,400 athletes from 168 Paralympic delegations from around the world. The ceremony featured a dynamic hour-long set with 20 DJs introduced by 76-year-old French electronic music pioneer Jean-Michel Jarre. The International Paralympic Committee president, Andrew Parsons, said France set a benchmark for future games. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo handed the Paralympic flag to International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons, who then passed it to Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. Los Angeles will be hosting the next Paralympic Summer Games in 2028. Andrew Parsons said, "The Paris Paralympics demonstrated that change starts with sport, highlighting how the competition, organization, and gender parity of the athletes had set new benchmarks for the Paralympics." This is Aishwarya Rai Nigam from Sports Desk, Akashvani Delhi.
Indian Paralympian Navdeep Singh has credited his gold medal in Paris Paralympics to his patience and hard work. Talking to Akashvani News, the athlete who won the gold medal in the men's javelin throw F41 event in Paris shared his journey and how he overcame his mistakes and challenges to create history.
इस बार मैं सोच के आया था कि अपना 100% दे पाऊं उन सबके नजरिए से देखा जाए तो मैंने अपना पर्सनल बेस्ट किया है और प्रिपरेशन मेरी अच्छी थी अन्य किसी खिलाड़ी का दबाव लेके साथ नहीं आया आखिर में आपका हार्ड वर्क और बाकी सब चीजें ही आपको काम आएंगी और जब आप मेहनत करोगे तो आपको जरूर सफलता मिलेगी
Indian boxer Dipali Thapa has made history by becoming the first ever Asian schoolgirl champion in Al Ain, UAE. Her victory led India to secure 7 female titles at the Asian Championships. In the 33-kilogram weight category, Thapa defeated Ukraine's Ludmila Vasilchenko in the final yesterday. In the 35-kilogram category, Bhumi defeated Kazakhstan's Asel Jalambekova in the final to secure India's second title. Nischal Sharma continued India's winning streak in the 37-kilogram weight class, overcoming Ukraine's Maria Matsuvira in a closely contested final, claimed India's third title. In the 43-kilogram title, Rakhi beat Ukraine's Veronika Holub using close-distance strategies and finishing the bout strong to earn India's fourth title. In the US Open tennis, Jannik Sinner clinched his second Grand Slam victory of the year by defeating Taylor Fritz 6-3, 6-4, 7-5. The world number one, who had previously triumphed at the Australian Open earlier this year, made history by becoming the first Italian man to win the US Open title. India Meteorological Department IMD has said that the depression over the west central and adjoining northwest Bay of Bengal is likely to cross the Odisha coast near Puri by noon today. Following this, it will move across parts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha. IMD has issued a red alert of extremely heavy rainfall warning for coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Odisha for today. The weather agency has forecast very heavy rainfall over parts of Telangana, Gangetic West Bengal, East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. Sarkar to quit as MP blames Mamata inaction on Arjikar is the lead in the Times of India. Trinamool MP Sarkar says quitting politics is a front-page story in the Hindustan Times and the Indian Express headlines. TMC Sarkar to quit RS flags Bengal's faulty handling. The Tribune headlines NSA Doval heads to Russia amid global push for mediation and NSA Ajit Doval to visit Moscow. Ukraine conflict to figure in talks is a front-page story in the Statesman. Man with mpox symptoms isolated, no need for undue concern, says government, is on the front page of the Hindu. The paper adds that a young male patient who recently returned from a country with active mpox transmission has been identified and isolated. And finally, a story in Times of India says 21 cities achieve target of 40% decline in PM10 pollution levels 2 years before deadline. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi this morning. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend first India Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair 54th GST Council meeting in New Delhi. India reports first suspected case of mpox, patient put under isolation. Indian boxer Dipali Thapa becomes first ever Asian schoolgirl champion. And Paris Paralympic Games comes to a close with spectacular ceremony. India record best ever performance with 29 medals, including 7 gold. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.